And we are back. The FTN Fantasy Football Podcast back with you. Week 8, October 27th, late night. Mike Randall here with you, ready to take you through all the important fantasy football action as we head into Week 9. We're at the midway point. Means some teams or contenders, pretenders, you're trying to make moves, waiver moves, trades. Get yourself ready for the stretch run. We have you covered here at FTN Fantasy. Make sure to go to FTNFantasy.com. Sign up, pick your package, whatever you want. Fantasy, DFS, DVOA, betting, anything your heart desires, we have you covered here. And as always, the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast sponsored by our friends at Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code FTN. Gets up to a $1,000 match bonus. You're going to love it. I play the games each and every week. Can't get enough of it. It's a great alternative to your traditional DFS. I like doing both. Join me here. Promo code FTN. Up to a $1,000 match bonus. Here we go. Week 8. Start with the Thursday night football game. Rams 30, Vikings 20. In a game where people thought the Vikings were going to bounce back after that tough last-second loss to Detroit. But they went on the road and they got up early. 14-7 right away. And the Rams came storming back. Sam Darnold was good, 18-25, 240 yards, two touchdowns. Aaron Jones couldn't get much going on the ground. That was the problem. Aaron Jones, center of this offense, along with Justin Jefferson. But they really do need to run the ball to get some pressure off of Sam Darnold. Jones, only 58 rushing yards. Justin Jefferson was great, no touchdown, but 8 receptions, 115 yards. Jones caught 2 for 37, and that was really it. Josh Oliver had a touchdown. Jordan Addison, only 2 for 22. That's disappointing. Johnny Munn, Jalen Naylor, not much there. On the other side, Matthew Stafford, 279 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, just 1 interception. Kyron Williams, great as well, 23 carries, 97 yards. Blake Corum got 4 carries. It's still the Kyron Williams show. Puka Nacua was the story here. He was questionable and almost doubtful all week. Came back fantastic. 9 targets, 7 receptions, 106 yards, and he didn't even play the majority of snaps. That's how great Puka Nacua was. Cooper Kupp returns also, 5 receptions, 51 yards, not as much production for the receiving yards, but he did have a touchdown. DeMarcus Robinson did nothing for most of the game, and then 2 receptions, 35 yards, 2 touchdowns for him, and Kyron continued his streak of a touchdown every week, caught one through the air. Rams 30, Vikings 20. Rams now 3-4, Vikings dropped to 5-2. Turn our attention to the games today. Eagles go on the road against Cincinnati. Boy, Cincinnati 0-4 at home. Miserable. 37-17. Eagles beat the Bengals. Jalen Hurts, 1 throwing score, 236 passing yards, but 3 rushing touchdowns. The tush push is back. So 4 total touchdowns for Jalen Hurts. Saquon, great, 108 rushing yards. Only had 1 reception for 3 yards. Devonta Smith, 6 receptions, 85 yards and a touchdown. A.J. Brown, 5 for 84. Early it was A.J. Brown. Later it was Devonta Smith. No Dallas Goedert in this game. Gren Calcaterra, 3 for 58. For the Cincinnati side, Joe Burrow, just okay, as he is most weeks this year. 234 through the air, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Mike Gesicki led the receivers, 7 receptions, 73 yards. Watch out for this Eagles secondary. It's starting to get a lot better. No T. Higgins. He was a late scratch. Jamar Chase, 9 for 54 and a touchdown. Jermaine Burton came in, did some good things like he did in the preseason, had 1 catch for 41 yards. And on the ground, Chase Brown really couldn't get much going against the Eagles. Chase Brown, 12 carries, 32 yards, 1 touchdown. Easily outpaced Zach Moss, only 11 rushing yards. Chase Brown is the RB1 for this team moving forward. Eagles 37, Bengals 17. Eagles now 5-2. Bengals drop to 3-5. 0-4 at home for the Bengals. Ouch. How about the Browns with a massive win? 2-6 on the season for the Browns. They beat the Ravens 29-24. Jameis Winston comes in and throws not one, not two, 3 touchdown passes, 334 yards for Jameis Winston. This Browns team just needed some decent quarterback play. Nick Chubb increased his usage. He had 16 carries for 52 yards, so he's ramping up. Cedric Tillman, 7 for 99 and 2 touchdowns. No Amari Cooper, no problem. Elijah Moore went 8 for 85. Jerry Jeudy, 5 for 79. So 3 receivers with 79 or more receiving yards for the Browns. When the last time that happened? And David Njoku, great performance for a tight end. On National Tight End Day, we had a lot of them. 5 receptions, 61 yards, and a touchdown. For the Ravens, Lamar, 289, 2 touchdowns, only 46 yards on the ground. So good day, just not a great day. Derrick Henry, 73 yards on the ground, 1 touchdown. Zay Flowers, 7 for 115. Big day for Zay Flowers. Isaiah Likely, 4 for 47, but Mark Andrews caught the touchdown, 5 for 36 and a touchdown. Nelson Aguilar caught the other one as well. So Browns, 2-6, 1-3 at home. Ravens dropped to 5-3. Moving on to next week, Ravens look good. Hard to get to consistency in the NFL this year, but look good. Big win for the Browns with Jameis under center. Lions are rolling 6-1 now. Destroy the Titans 52-14. Jared Goff with one of the greatest lines you'll ever see. 12 of 15 for 85 yards. He didn't throw 400 yards. 85 yards. Jared Goff, 3 touchdown passes. 1 to Khalif Raymond, 1 to Brock Wright, 1 to Amon-Ra St. Brown, who only had 2 receptions for 7 yards but had 1 touchdown. Sam Laporta also caught a touchdown pass, but it wasn't from Jared Goff. It was from David Montgomery. 6 for 48 and 1 for Sam Laporta. Rushing-wise, Jahmyr Gibbs taking over this backfield. David Montgomery's still going to be an issue, but Jahmyr Gibbs is starting to get featured. 11 carries, 127 yards, had a 70-yard touchdown run, so one touchdown on the ground. Monty had the other touchdown, 9 for 33 for Monty. For Tennessee, Mason Rudolph, they're going to struggle. They're going to struggle with Mason Rudolph under center. They're going to struggle with Levis under center. It's just a bad year for the Titans. 266 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions for Mason Rudolph. Tony Pollard had volume, 20 carries, 94 yards. Calvin Ridley had a monster game, 10 receptions, 143 yards, no touchdown, but had basically, I think, over 100 yards in the first quarter, just was phenomenal. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine caught a touchdown, and that was it for Tennessee. Lions now 6-1, 3-1 at home. Tennessee, total opposite, dropped to 1-6, including 1-3 away from Tennessee. Boy, you can't give Kyler Murray a chance to bring his team back. I think these teams play the Cardinals, they get up early, and then they just sit back in the prevent defense and let Murray go right down the field. Happen again. Cardinals come from behind victory, 28-27 over Miami. Kyler Murray, 307 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground, only 19 yards, but let him right down the field when it mattered. Trey McBride, monster day. Now again, National Tight End Day. 9 for 124 for Trey McBride. Marvin Harrison looked good. 6 for 111 and a score. Michael Wilson, 5 for 31 and a score. Big win for Arizona, who's now 4-4, playing very well. James Conner, not a huge day against the Miami run defense, 53 yards, but did get the touchdown and had 2 catches for 16 as well. On the other side, Tua returned, looked good early, just couldn't get in the end zone through the air. 28 of 38, 234, 1 touchdown, probably should have a couple more, but those scores went to Raheem Mostert, who had 2 scores on the ground, only 19 rushing yards, but the 2 big scores. Devon Achane, 97 yards on the ground and 6 receptions, 50 yards, and he caught the 1 touchdown from Tua. So Tua looked good. Tyreek Hill, 6 for 72, Jalen Waddle, 4 for 45. The offense as a whole looked good. They just couldn't stop Arizona, which was a killer. A lot of fumbles, too, for Miami. They didn't lose any. Tua had 3. Julian Hill had 1, but they didn't lose them. Great job here by Arizona. 4-4 now. Miami drops to 2-5, 1-3 at home. The hope is that when Tua comes back, this team's going to click. But that's a bad loss. Could have been 3-4 and still in the thick of it. Now 2-5. Cardinals right there at 4-4. The Jets are struggling. Drop to 2-6. Lose on the road to a comeback by the Patriots. Patriots win at home 25-22 over the Jets. Drake May, 3 of 6, 23 yards, and had an 18-yard touchdown run. He had 46 yards on the ground. That was the start of the game in the first quarter. He was then knocked out of the game, Drake May was. Jacoby Brissett comes in, and they still get the victory. Ramondre Stevenson, 48 rushing yards, but 2 big touchdowns. Kayshon Boutte, 3 for 46. Hunter Henry, 5 for 45. Not much here, but the problem was the Jets could not get the ball in the end zone enough and couldn't stop this Patriot team when it mattered late in the game. Aaron Rodgers, 233 yards, 2 touchdowns, okay. Breece Hall, 80 yards on the ground. Braylon Allen got the score. Garrett Wilson, 5 for 113. Devontae Adams, 454. Christian Gonzalez did a decent job on him. Tyler Conklin caught a touchdown. But this is a win that the Jets had to have. Jets are now 2-6. Patriots 2-6. Patriots beat the Jets 25-22. The Jets management must be beside themselves. They fire Robert Saleh, nothing changes. They bring in Devontae Adams, nothing changes. If you can't beat the Patriots on the road when you knock out Drake May and Jacoby Brissett only goes 132 yards, that is a problem. Patriots, huge win over the Jets 25-22. Falcons, Bucks don't believe in defense. Falcons win on the road against Tampa Bay 31-26. Kirk Cousins, 4 touchdowns. Kirk Cousins, I think, has 10 touchdowns this year against Tampa Bay. Bijan Robinson, typical Bijan line, 63 rushing yards, but 6 receptions, 37 yards, and 1 touchdown. So the rushing wasn't there against a tough Tampa front, but they did have the receptions, which to a good point for fantasy owners. Tyler Allgeier, 12 for 33. Not much there. Darnell Mooney, 5 for 92 and a touchdown. Kyle Pitts, 4 for 91 and 2 touchdowns. Drake London was held down for the most part, 34 receiving yards. For Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield got his 3 touchdowns but had 2 costly interceptions. 2 touchdowns to Kate Otten, 9 for 81 and 2. Huge day for Kate Otten. Rashad White caught the other one. The receivers, who were very chalky in DFS, just struggled to get anything going here against Atlanta. Jalen McMillan, 4 for 35. Trey Palmer, 2 for 29. Sterling Shepard, 3 for 18. Not much. It was to the running backs. Bucky Irving had 7 receptions for 40 yards, and he also had 44 yards on the ground. It was to the running backs. It was Kate Otten. That's what they did, but didn't matter. Atlanta goes to 3-0 away from home, 5-3 overall. They beat the Buccaneers, 31-26. Tampa Bay now 4-4. Packers win, but there was issues, certainly. Packers 30, Jacksonville 27. Jordan Love, 14 for 22, 196, and an interception. A lot of interceptions for Jordan Love, and he was knocked out of the game. Wasn't hit. He was chased and pulled his groin. So it looks like Jordan Love is going to miss probably 1 week because they have a bye week 10, so he's probably going to be out for the next 2 weeks. Jordan Love, not a big hit here. Just hurt it while he was sort of running, got pushed a little. Very frustrating. Malik Willis came in, did a nice job, 56 yards and a passing score. Josh Jacobs was the big beneficiary of the Jordan Love injury, 25 big carries, 127 yards, 2 touchdowns. Through the air, Tucker Kraft, 3 for 75 and 1, Romeo Doubs, 3 for 72, Jaden Reed, 2 for 55, but had a 51-yard catch, so he did nothing for most of the game except for a late catch from Malik Willis. Christian Watson, just okay, 4 for 39, not a day Dontavian Wicks day. For Jacksonville, 300 yards passing for Trevor Lawrence, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. The touchdown went to Brian Thomas. Christian Kirk got injured. He had 2 for 59, had a big pass that he dropped, but he landed on his shoulder. It looks like he has a broken shoulder, broken clavicle. I think he's out for the year. We'll get official word on that, but I'm pretty sure Kirk is done for the year. Evan Engram, 4 for 36 and caught a big touchdown late to tie the game. Tank Bigsby on the ground is what you got. 18 for 78. There's no ETN in this game. Trevor Lawrence also ran one in. So 3 touchdowns for Trevor Lawrence. Good day statistically in fantasy for Trevor Lawrence, but still could not get the win. Packers are 6-2, but lost Jordan Love probably at least 4 the next week. And then after the bye, Jaguars fall to 2-6. Houston 23, Colts 20. CJ Stroud, 285, 1 touchdown. Joe Mixon, 25, 102, and 1. Joe Mixon has been elite. Listen to Joe Mixon's production the last 3 weeks. 102 rushing yards, 2 total scores. 115 rushing yards, 2 scores. 102 rushing yards, 1 score. Just been elite the last 3 weeks since he's gotten healthy. Stephon Diggs, 5 for 81. However, he also got hurt in this game, and it looks like that could be a multi-week long-term injury. 5 for 81. Dalton Schultz, 4 for 52. Tank Dell, 4 for 35. Did catch a touchdown, but they need Nico Collins back, especially with Diggs being hurt now. Mixon caught 4 balls for 32. Joe Mixon's been incredible. On the other side, Anthony Richardson, 10 for 32, 175 passing yards, fell below his prop yet again, like I said in Sirius. 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Jonathan Taylor, big game, 20 carries, 105 yards, and a touchdown. Josh Downs has clearly become the leading wide receiver 1 for this team, 4 for 109 and 1, including a 69-yard catch. Michael Pittman, only 1 reception. In fact, everyone else outside of Josh Downs, only 1 reception. Anthony Richardson, just not accurate, only 10 of 32, terrible with the accuracy. But they were able to run the ball, and Josh Downs is great, and that's why this team kept it close. But the Texans did get the win, 6-2, 4-0 at home. They lost Diggs, but they did get the win. Nico Collins hopefully coming back soon. Colts fall to 4-4. Chargers take care of business after that odd loss to the Cardinals last week with the turnovers. They dominate the Saints 26-8 at home. Justin Herbert, 279 yards, 2 touchdowns, played very well. Also got 49 yards on the ground. Both touchdowns went to Ladd McConkey. Big day for rookie Ladd McConkey if you have him. Best ball, 6 receptions, 111 yards, and the 2 touchdowns. Josh Palmer, 2 for 72. The rest was just average. Will Disley, 541, and Dobbins, 4 for 11. Dobbins was good on the ground. Not a lot of yards, 57 yards, but he did have the touchdown. Kamani Bedell was okay. He had 6 carries for 16 yards, but no receptions for him. On the other side, Alvin Kamara, 10 for 67. And also caught 6 balls for 55, so he got there. No touchdowns, but he got there. Spencer Rattler was relieved by Jake Haener. Neither did much. Taysom Hill rushed 4 times for 20 yards, but couldn't get much going there. Just too decimated. Chris Olave had 8 for 107. He was actually playing well and then got drilled again. So we have to see his status for next week. Started to get going here, Chris Olave, but got hit yet again. Both he and Jordan Love just can't get out of their own way with these injuries. Chargers 26, Saints 8. Chargers now 4-3. Saints dropped to 2-6. Bills with a huge win on the road, 31-10 in Seattle. Seattle just big win over Atlanta last week, but they come back to earth this week. Josh Allen, 283 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception on the ground, 25 yards. Solid game for Allen. First turnover of the year for Allen there with the interception. James Cook, welcome back. 17 carries, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns for him. Khalil Shakir, 9 for 107. Keon Coleman, 5 for 70 and caught a touchdown. Dalton Kincaid, 4 for 31, 1 touchdown for him. Also, for Seattle, not much. 212 yards for Geno, 21 to 29, not terrible. 1 interception, no touchdowns. They could not run the ball against the Bills. That's the problem. They couldn't run the ball. Kenneth Walker can look great, but then he can really struggle. In this game, he struggled. 9 carries, 12 yards. Zach Charbonnet got the only touchdown, and he only had 4 yards rushing. Without DK Metcalf, the Bills were able to really condense this passing game and cover them and limit them for the big play. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, 6 for 69. Tyler Lockett, only 1 for 9. Nothing there. A.J. Barner, 2 for 34. Noah Fant, 3 for 22. Walker caught 4 passes. Just nothing in the passing game here for Seattle. Totally destroyed. Bills, 31. Seattle, 10. Bills now 6-2. Seattle drops back to 500, 4-4, missing a nice opportunity to go to 5-3 here in the division. Broncos take care of business, 28-14 over the Panthers. Broncos now 5-3. Bo Nix, brilliant Bo Nix. 284 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, 1 on the ground, 4 total touchdowns for Bo Nix. Jaleel McLaughlin, Javonte Williams both had 47, 44 yards respectively. Couldn't get much going on the ground against Carolina because Bo Nix was just lighting it up through the air. Cortland Sutton, after taking a donut last week, goes 8 for 111. Adam Trautman, 4 for 85. He caught a touchdown. Jaleel McLaughlin caught a touchdown, and Nate Atkins caught a touchdown here. So Bo Nix did a brilliant job passing it around. Bryce Young, okay. A lot of it was late. 224 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Jalen Coker caught the touchdown, the rookie, 4 for 78. That was it. Xavier Leggett caught one also, 4 for 34, but not a lot of deep passes here. No Adam Thielen, no Deontay Johnson this game. Chuba Hubbard, 15 for 56. Got to wonder when Jonathan Brooks is coming back. Blown out, though, pretty much. We're never close in this game. 21-7 at the half. Game finishes 28-14. Denver wins. Now 5-3. Panthers fall to 1-7. In Kermit the Frog game, Chiefs 27-20 beat the Raiders. On the road, go to 7-0. Still undefeated, those Chiefs, despite all the injuries. Pacheco, Rice, they just keep rolling along. They beat their rival, the Raiders, 27-20. Patrick Mahomes, 262, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, had 17 yards on the ground. Kareem Hunt, 59 yards, but got the touchdown. Travis Kelce, welcome back, 10 receptions on 12 targets, 90 yards and a touchdown. Xavier Worthy caught the other touchdown. On the other side, Gardner Minshew, 209, 2 touchdown passes, 1 to Jacoby Myers, 1 to DJ Turner. Late, Alexander Mattison, 14 carries, 15 yards. Struggled on the ground. Only 1.6 yards per carry for the Vegas rushing attack. Brock Bowers, solid as always, 5 for 58. Rough game. Scored late to cover it. The Chiefs win comfortably, 27-20 over the Raiders. Chiefs 7-0. Raiders now 2-6. And I saved the best for last. The Commanders dominated the game against the Bears for 80% of this game. Jaden Daniels played. He played well, 326 yards, 1 touchdown pass. We'll get to that in a minute. And they just, but they couldn't score enough touchdowns. That was the problem. They kept kicking field goals the entire game. They had 2 field goals in the first quarter, a field goal in the second quarter, field goal in the third quarter. Just couldn't get the touchdowns, and that kept Chicago into it. The Bears, Caleb Williams, only 131 yards, but the key here was DeAndre Swift with a 56-yard touchdown run in the third quarter. That got them back in this game. That sort of got them excited. They were playing much better then. 129 rushing yards for Swift, 1 touchdown. Caleb Williams had 41 yards on the ground. Did a good job there. Not much through the air. 41 yards for Dunze, 39 yards for Keenan Allen. DJ Moore, only 27 yards. Roshan Johnson goes in late to take the lead. Commanders are down 15-12 because they got the 2-point conversion with the Bears. 20 seconds left. Gets them to about the 35-yard line. Throws the Hail Mary, and sure enough, it is answered. Catch by Noah Brown. 52-yard Hail Mary. 65 yards in the air in the pass, but 52-yard Hail Mary. Catches the touchdown pass to give the Commanders the victory. 18-15 over the Bears. Terry McLaurin, 5 for 125. Zach Ertz, 7 receptions for 77 yards. Almost had a touchdown, was stripped at the last second. Noah Brown, 3 for 73, including the Hail Mary catch to win the game. On the ground, Brian Robinson, a lot of volume, 65 yards. Austin Eckler, 752. Washington moved the ball on the Bears. They did well. They just couldn't get touchdowns until they needed to. Jaden Daniels had the big touchdown pass, 326 yards, even though he's banged up. And Washington, 4-0 at home, beat the Bears 18-15. And last game on Sunday night, Niners got up quickly, and then the Cowboys closed it, but Niners held them off 30-24. Brock Purdy, 260 yards, one touchdown. George Kittle, monster game, 6 for 128 and one. Debo Samuel, 4 for 71, but he got hurt again. Went out of the game, FC his status. Ricky Pearsall played well, 4 for 38, also had a 39-yard run. Jordan Mason started the game, 6 for 18, got hurt, knocked out. Isaac Corendo comes in, doesn't miss a beat because the Niners can just run with anyone back there. 14 carries, 85 yards, one touchdown for Corendo. Purdy ran one in also, so he had two total scores. On the other side, Dak Prescott, 243, two touchdowns, two interceptions. The interceptions hurt them because Dallas just doesn't have enough playmakers to overcome those interceptions. CeeDee Lamb, big beneficiary here, had a monster third quarter. 17 targets, 13 receptions, 146 yards, two touchdowns, and they needed it because outside of that, you had Tolbert 3 for 44 and Jake Ferguson 6 for 23. On the ground, Zeke Elliott, 34 rushing yards, one touchdown. Dalvin Cook came in. You had Rico Dowdell was scratched because of a sickness. Cook didn't really do much, 6 for 12 also. Big win for the Niners. They needed it badly. Cowboys came back, made it close, got it to 6, but they couldn't get the final score when they needed it. Niners 30, Cowboys 24, Niners 4-4 in a very bunched NFC West. Cowboys 3-4, now 3-1 away. That's going to do it for the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. I am Mike Randall. I come to you on Sunday night. 20 minutes, we go around the league and get you all the key information. Jeff Ratcliffe back with you on Wednesday, giving you a preview of the upcoming week. Week 9, right around the corner. Don't forget to go to FTNFantasy.com. Sign up, join us here, whatever package you need. Betting, DFS, fantasy, we have you covered. On to next week. See you next Sunday night, Week 9. Are you ready?